And imagine now if I'm a first-time user of sermonaudio.com. I come to your homepage. What do I do now?
Right. The site has grown, and with that, there's a lot of content on the site, and it can be a little overwhelming for people, I think. But if you're a first-time user on the site and you come to the homepage, we have actually a button right there at the very top, top row of buttons that says "Start Here." There's a little "Start Here" button, and when you click on that, it takes you to just a list of recommended sermons from our stockpile of sermons that we recommend. Some of those sermons are very gospel-oriented. Some of those sermons deal with our eternal state and hell and heaven and that sort of thing. Some of these sermons deal with the family. Some of these sermons are directed to young people. And so that's a good place to start. If you're just brand new to the site, find the little "Start Here" button, and you will see some recommended sermons from there. I mean, you can go anywhere. You can type in any topic that you'd like. We have a sermons by topic, sermons by Bible, sermons by speaker, by church. Find all the local churches near you by typing a zip code. So really from there you can go anywhere else. But a good starting point would be these list of recommended sermons on the homepage.
Good. Obviously, Stephen, Sermon Audio is at the very cutting edge of modern technology. And yet, I read recently that Sermon Audio has gone back to old media. Can you tell us a little bit about that project?
We are actually going back to print. Well, the desire of the site was to reach as many people as possible. And the Gospel of John project, let me just back up and explain a little bit of what it is. It is our attempt to mail as many copies of the Gospel of John, well, nicely printed, attractively printed, to as many different major cities in this country as possible. And we're mailing them to individual homes. We're not just shipping boxes of them to churches to distribute. We're mailing them to homes. That's the project in a nutshell. The reason why we started was Sermon Audio in its current form brings people who are currently searching for sermons, for topics. So they're coming to us. We wanted a way to reach people who weren't looking for us. We wanted to be able to use this as a form of outreach. We believe in the Gospel of John with all of our heart. We have listened to many, many testimonials on Sermon Audio, and inevitably you will hear them making reference to the Gospel of John somewhere, where they've read it, or it was handed to them, or some reference in John that was sticking in their mind. And we really feel like the Gospel of John has been used of the Lord to bring a great many people to himself. And it's a very easy-to-read narrative. It has a lot of very important passages in there, John 3:16. You have the great I ams in there. So we believe in the Gospel of John. And we're partnering with churches, the churches on Sermon Audio, to mail these Gospel of John projects, booklets, to as many different cities as we can. And we are actually targeting neighborhoods that are surrounding our churches on Sermon Audio. So in addition to trying to get the Gospel of John out there to people, we're using this again to try to help the local church, because the local church will be printed on the inside cover of all of these Gospels of John. They also have a URL printed on the cover of the booklet, which when they go to will show them a list of local churches again. And so hopefully we will see an influx of visitors to those local churches as a result.
Great. Thank you so much, Stephen, for sharing these experiences with us. And we all pray, I'm sure, that Sermon Audio will continue to be greatly used, both for the conversion of lost souls and the edification of hungry saints.